College Success Made Easy. A professor might have 100 or more students in a class, or as few as 3. Whatever the number, there's usually one student from the group that stands out as being special, fantastic even. No matter how difficult a professor's question, that one special student seems to know the answer. And no matter when a paper must be given to the teacher, that one special student is able to turn in his assignment on time and without a single error whatsoever. Surely you know a student like this. Possibly he arouses in you feelings of anger. Surely it'd be magnificent to be like this person. But since it's not you who is doing so well, posting remarkable grades and completing schoolwork with such ease, feelings of anger build and build. Why can't I be more like this devil? Why can't I be the special one? You might ask yourself. Well, I'm here to tell you that it can be you. As a university student, I'm very interested in what factors separate outstanding students from ones infinitely less accomplished. Instead of sitting back and hating successful students, I made it my mission to investigate the mysterious causes of their greatness. And the fruit of my analysis, after speaking to many top students and their professors, is a group of tips that anyone can use to awaken greatness up within himself and reach new peaks of excellence. The first tip is, don't get behind. The problem of studying, hard enough to start with, becomes almost impossible when you're trying to do 3 weeks' work in 1 weekend. Even the fastest readers have trouble doing that. And if you are behind in written work that must be turned in, the teacher who accepts it late will probably not give you full credit. Perhaps he may not accept it at all. Most teachers believe that it is your responsibility to do work according to a reasonable plan, and they expect you to take it seriously. Little room is given to students that are not able to manage their work and time. One major problem in school comes from the amount of material. There's so much to do that you may not know what to do first. Most people might want to do the easiest thing first, but that is a bad idea. Entertain an alternative plan. Always do what's most difficult first, just to get it out of the way. It's probably the thing that needs more of your energy. And if you do it first, you can put more energy into it. If everything seems equally easy or equally hard, leave whatever you like best until the end. There will be more desire at 11:30 to read a political science article that sounded really interesting than to begin trying to study French irregular verbs, a necessary task that strikes you as pretty dull. Doing fun work may feel like you're granting yourself a present after doing hard work. This is the second tip. The third tip has to do with tests. Throughout our lives at school, we take thousands of tests, but we don't often stop to consider good test-taking. The best test-takers don't plough through their tests without cease, answering one question after the next as it comes. First, they read the whole test quickly. Second, they focus their attention, keeping their concentration on the material they know best, answering quickly because they are confident. Finally, they handle questions that bring them some difficulty. Adapting yourself to this method of test-taking might seem weird to you, but it's likely to profit you. Here are but three tips to greater success at school. Should you ask successful students around you, you will discover more tips. Learn from others and employ their methods to alter your own studying, and you are sure to improve your performance at school. After some time passes, you may find that you are the special one, and then maybe you'll notice other students either hating you or trying to discover your secrets.